Good evening, boobies. Okay, my post today is titled "What's Better Than?" Because I was thrashing around and trying to figure something out, and it occurred to me that I can take a positive view on the things that have happened in my life today. So this is just stuff from today, really, and I'm trying to do contrasts. So to start with, what's better than having two wonderful old friends visiting for the weekend? We've got our friends Rachel and Mitch visiting for the weekend here, and you know what's better than that? Having Rachel and Mitch take me to the shops today and buy me beer. That's better. And also, Mitch is like me, a sad board gamer, and a big fan of board games. And he brought with him his new copy of Space Hulk. And now I appreciate most of you won't have any clue what Space Hulk is. But for those of you that do, I can tell you what's better than the original Space Hulk, the new Space Hulk. It's even better. The original Space Hulk was pretty damn awesome. But the quality of the board game construction and the models and the pieces and the actual map are just it was very expensive. The new Space Hulk was a little bit controversial because it was £60 for a board game. But I think I can see what they've got in mind. Games Workshop, who make the game, appear to recognise that the people who are buying this are board game fans, and they're willing to spend a bit of extra money if they're going to get something that's good quality. So, well done to them for spotting who it is that buys their board games. Anyway, so that's a very geeky digression. Do you know what else is better than something else? What's better than the sense of achievement from taking your little girl swimming? Despite the fact that it's incredibly hard work, and she's still not entirely confident of doing it, and she's still not entirely confident of the teacher, and she still doesn't want to get her face under the water particularly. We're working on that, and she certainly is finding it hard to do what anybody tells her unless I'm actually there holding her at the time. But we feel that teaching Catherine to swim is important. And it's despite the fact it's hard work, it's something I'm going to damn well keep doing. Although I have to say, I don't think it's necessary to teach them so young. I appreciate that the earlier you start, the easier it is. But I learned to swim when I was probably, or certainly I was over five. And I mean, the time I really learned to swim, the time I really got to grips with how to do it, was probably closer to sort of 9 or 10. When we lived in America, I lived in America in Georgia for 2 years, and we lived in an apartment block in Roswell, just outside Atlanta. Well, it's not just outside; it's a good distance outside. But Roswell in Georgia, and there was a sort of a communal swimming pool, and I remember spending a lot of time there, and I just swam a lot, and that was where I learned to swim, and I've always been a reasonably strong swimmer since then. And so, I mean, I think it is possible to learn to swim older and still really take to it. And even so, I want Catherine to learn to swim, and I think 3 is fine. But you know what's better than going to all that effort and feeling the sense of achievement from doing it? What's better is having an old friend who was part of our NCT group turn up in the changing room at the start with his little boy. And be part of the class, because I have up till now going along on these classes been, I didn't really know anybody, and although I'm a friendly sort and I talk to people, the very first time I took Catherine, when we got out of the pool at the end and I tried to get her dressed, she was really badly behaved and just and the dressing room, which is a tiny little dressing room, and it's mostly men who bring their children along, so it's absolutely packed, and Catherine was not cooperating, and I was having to tell her off, and and I don't think I've ever quite got over the fact that I was the one with the badly behaved child. Anyway, so our friend turned up this time, and I had a good old natter with him, and that made it much more pleasant. And you know what's better than the depressing feeling of not knowing what you're going to talk about on today's Napod Pomo Boo and randomly roaming through blogs looking for something to talk about? I'll tell you what's better than that. Getting distracted by the Hyperbole and a Half blog. Check it out, hyperboleandahalf.blogspot.com. It's funny as hell. And particularly, the place to start is the God of Cake post. Check that one out, hyperboleandahalf.blogspot.com. Catch you tomorrow, boobies. Bye-bye.